弟兄姐妹朋友早安
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
Good morning. 刚听见那个诗班唱诗之前那个姊妹读这个歌词
So I heard that the sister reading the lyrics of the hymns.
我刚看很多人都有反应
And I see that there's a lot of reaction among you.
我知道是什么反应
I know what kind of reaction that is.
我听故事的时候就想要听到那样的读的声音，太美妙了。
When I listen to stories, I want to hear stories be told like that. It's wonderful.
Yeah, 感谢神他们可以，诗班在花这么多时间在录制诗歌给我们分享。
Praise the Lord that this choir spent such a great amount of time to record this such enjoyment for us.
在今天的正道之前。我想要稍微补充一下下周六晚上团契时间的这个夜牧师我们支持宣教士的这个分享聚会。
Before the sermon starts, I just want to add a little more to that announcement about Pastor Ye and his and sharing of next Saturday evening.
这位夜牧师叶俊明James 夜牧师。
James Yet, Pastor James Yet.
他是我们教会在过去几年当中最新加入被我们支持的一个宣教士。
He is the newest among all of the ministries that we support as a church.
刘长老和我对于教会神的儿女在宣教这件事情上面负担很重。
So Pastor Alex and I, we have a strong burden in terms of God's children serving in God's ministry. Because he and I believe that this burden should be shared on all children of God.
神拯救了我们。
God saved us.
神将他丰富的生命在主耶稣基督里面赐给了我们。
He gave his abundantness through Jesus Christ to us.
那我们所爱的主告诉我们，如今你们要把我的福音传出去。
And the God, the Lord that we love tells us that now is our turn to spread the gospel out.
所以我们每个人的心都是想要把神这最美好的礼物传出去。
So, every one of us, our hearts should be desiring to spread this precious gift out to the world.
但是我们不一定每一个人都能够，或者说，被神呼召到前线，到外面去跟这个还没有听过福音的人传福音。
However, not every one of us could answer the call to be a front line spear pointing this gospel spreading.
特别是在地极之处。
Especially to the ends of the world, earth.
但是我们的心。和我们的使命是与我们支持的宣教士连在一起的。
However, our hearts and our calling is connected and united with the ministries that we support.
所以为什么下周六晚上的聚会是中英文联合的
？So why is next Saturday's this testimony is English and Chinese combined?
因为是我们全部的整个教会的肢体在一起的聚会。
Because it is our church as a complete unit together.
我们对我们宣教士的支持是把它当成我们家中一员，我们在差遣他们。
And how we want to show our support to our ministry is we want to support him as if he's a family of ours.
所以我们盼望下周六不是一个好像可参与可不参与的一个好像无所谓或者是有空才参加的一个聚会。
So I really don't want next Saturday's this testimony gathering to be kind of like a whatever attitude towards it, like, oh, I could go or I could not go type of thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们聚集在一起，想念到我们在主面前所领受传福音的使命，我们与耶牧师在一起。线上交通。
So yeah, brothers and sisters, we want to remind ourselves that when in talks about this calling of spreading the word, we are with him. We are behind him, supporting him.
让我们对他有认识。
And let's get to know him.
也让他能够看见这边有他一群属灵的伙伴、属灵的家庭。
And
差遣他。
And also let him see that what is behind him, supporting him.
好吗
？All right, dudes.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Yeah. 是一个我们盼望你不会拒绝的邀请。
We soft mandatory invitation.
Soft mandatory. We hope this is a warm and gentle invitation that you won't refuse. Okay, all right. 今天的主题是根据我们继续在哥林多前书的这个。解经正道系列里面的一部分。
So today's topic is it's a continuum of our First Corinthians series.
那刚好呢，在这篇经文里面，《哥林多前书》第十一章十七到三十四节讲到的是圣餐。
And just so that in First Corinthians chapter 11:17-34 verses, it talks about communion.
那今天不是我们一般。领圣餐的一个聚会。
Well, yeah, today is not our communion day.
下周是。
It's next week.
我们教会每个月的第一个主日，我们有圣餐的聚会。
Our church takes communion on the first Sunday of each month.
那我想说，圣餐事实上对很多的弟兄姐妹们来说，好像是很熟悉的一件事。
And so the topic of communion or the communion itself is it's such a familiar term or concept to the brothers and sisters.
对于信主多年的弟兄姐妹来说。领圣餐是已经是一个我们觉得很平常的一件事情。
So for those who are matured in faith and been children of God for many years, partaking communion, it's just a thing.
可是我们可能不一定完全的认识和了解到圣餐的意义和圣餐对于我们在生活当中有什么正面的影响。
But what we might not know is the true meaning, the full depth meaning of communion and what kind of impact does it give us on our daily lives.
我们对圣餐有一定程度的认识和了解，可是我们有没有对于它的重要性，我们有没有对于它的必要性有一个深刻的了解？
We do have understanding of what communion is, but do we...have a full understanding of its necessity and its importance. Do we fully understand those aspects?
那今天呢？今天早晨我们在一起用神话语交通的时候，我们就求神能够让我们看见、认识。
So this morning, as we gather and through God's word, we pray that He will make us understand.
那同样在我们当中，可能有一些还没有得救、还没有信主的朋友。
And at the same time, there might be some friends are here that are not saved yet.
你可能听说过圣餐
，You may have heard of communion，
或者你在电视、电影上面有看过这样的聚会
，or that this type of ceremony has been you've seen it on through TV shows or movies。
Yeah, 对你来说，可能就是一个宗教的仪式
，and to you it might just be a religious ritual。
但是盼望今天借着我们今天神话的分享，你能够看见圣餐也对你会有生命上面很重大的。
But hopefully after today's sermon。We want to hope that you also see what communion could be relate to you.
所以我们今天呢，我们很简单的，我们从三个方面来看。
So, quite simply, we will discuss the topic of communion through three aspects.
圣餐是什么
？What is communion?
为什么要领圣餐
？Why do you take communion?
然后我们该怎么样的来领圣餐
？And lastly, how do we partake in communion?
我们一起翻开我们的圣经到哥林多前书第十一章。
Let's open up our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
Yeah, 第十七到三十四节。
And it'll be verses 17-34.
保罗说，我现今吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们的聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候，你们分门别类，我也稍微的信这话，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候不是吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，然后这个饥饿那个酒醉。你们要吃喝难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我问你们怎么，我向你们该怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不称赞。
But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order for those who you are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat, for in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What, do you not have house to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Should I commend you in this? No, I will not.
我们看见神的教会, 主耶稣基督的教会, 在一开始设立的时候, 信徒们聚集在一起领圣餐。
So we see here that at the initial stage when God's church is formed, fellow believers gather together.
所以今天延续到2000多年之后, 弟兄姐妹, 我们属神的儿女, 我们同样的, 我们领受这个圣餐。
And then 2,000 years later, at same way, brothers and sisters in Christ, we get together and we commune, have communion.
我想今天让我们有个机会对圣餐有个更正式的了解，预备我们的心。下周一起领圣餐的时候，我想这也是神在时间上面的安排。So
then, I really believe that it's God's own schedule of we talking about this communion topic a week before we actually have the communion.
让我们一起祷告。Let's
pray together.
父神，我们感谢你今天聚集我们。Father,
we thank you for gathering us today.
主，我们在你的话语面前，我们愿意学习。
Lord, before your words, we are so willing to learn.
但是主，我们更愿意的是你的话语，借着你的圣灵浇灌我们的心灵。But
Lord, we're more willing to hope that your words will water the soul in our hearts.
因为主，我们是主，因为不但我们是在对你话语的认识上面，我们希望更充足。我们更重要的是，我们在我们的生命上，主，我们要更要与你连接，要成长。
Lord, because it's not only that we want to know more about your words, but more importantly is that we want to grow in our lives more according to your will.
主，我们愿意要做一个合你心意的人。
Lord, we are so willing to be one that's pleasing to your heart.
我们愿意做合你心意的教会。
And we are very willing to be a church of your
that pleases you. 因为我们要经历你的恩典。
And we want to experience your grace.
因为我们渴望经历你的恩典。Lord,
that's because we hunger for your grace.
因为我们要被你使用，主，我们要在这世上为你做见证。
Because, Lord, we want to be used by you. We want to be testimonies for you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We'll pray this in your holy name.
Amen. Amen. 圣餐
So communion, oftentimes talk about the Lord's table, Lord's Supper.
Yeah. 那圣餐的英文叫做 communion.
So communion in English is communion.
Yeah. But communion in Chinese, actually, if you were to literally translate it, it's like the holy meal.
所以圣餐翻成中文有时候就感 讲成是那种很有神圣性的一顿餐饮。所以为什么圣餐英文翻译成communion是什么意思呢? So when English says communion, what does that mean?
有的时候很可惜,因为英文的communion这个字没有带出一顿饭,一起吃饭的。
So it's a shame that the word communion doesn't present you with a picture of a lavish or a meal that's being eaten together.
Communion这个字的意思，事实上是人与人之间，或者说互相彼此很融入、很亲密的联合的这个意思。
But communion often it means people and people, this interrelationship being meshed, being close. Being one and another.
然后你说一个生命跟另外一个生命彼此联合毫无芥蒂的时候，你就说这两个人他们是 communing together.
So when you talk about two souls coming together with no gap, completely meshing, do you call that a communion of each other?
好友之间有这样的一个生命的连接。
Like soulmates?
这个是心灵意念。 这个喜好彼此很契合的一个画面。Yeah,
like your thoughts, your hobbies, your everything. It's very compatible.
Yeah, 这是讲到夫妻之间两个人毫无芥蒂的彼此建立的这个感情 很自然、很深刻流入的一个现象。
Another way to portray this is that deep, rich bond between a husband and a wife, that communion, that meshing.
像刘长老跟刘师母在 VBS 的父母这个专题的时候，他们两个人这个彼此的配合。
So we can see that as a great example with Pastor Liu and his and our godmother Liu when they're doing the VBS, you know, the parenting class, how they interact with each other.
他们俩坐在一起，一个人把另外一个人的话接下去。
They finish each other's sentences.
然后一个人讲话太多，另外一个人就很温和的就把它擦掉这样。
And there's also, you know, very soft and gentle deletes of one's other verbal mistakes.
装不出来呢。
You can't fake that.
很自然，他们很自然。
It's too natural.
我跟 Cindy 做不到。
I can't achieve that with Cindy.
我们两个是不同程度的契合。
Cindy and I connect in a different way.
Yeah.
But we love to see the interaction between Pastor Alex.
但是这个 communion 的这种生命上面联合，更重要的弟兄姐妹是讲到神与他所创造、他所爱、他所拯救的人之间彼此毫无芥蒂，完全是祥和的，然后是完全接纳的这种。
A deeper sense of communion is we want to portray the relationship of God and His love for His beloved creations, and how His desire to be fully connected, fully meshed with us.
但这个表现是在一起吃饭的这样的一个形式上面带出来的。
However, this vertical relationship is presented in this horizontal, having together, eating together, enjoying each other.
Oh, not the vertical and horizontal. Just this, okay. this type of closeness between parties is displayed in the taking and the sharing of a meal.
Yes.
这个我们很了解了。
We know that.
我们都很喜欢跟朋友吃饭，跟家人吃饭。
We all enjoy having a good meal with family or friends.
那个你不喜欢的人，你不会愿意跟他吃饭。
You would never eat with somebody that you despise, right?
那当你跟喜欢的人、契合的人、这个心灵相通的人、彼此接纳的人在一起吃饭的时候，很愉快。
When you eat, when you have a meal with those that you like, you enjoy being with, it's such a pleasant time.
你可以很轻松
，You're relaxed.
你不需要考虑你该说什么话，该有什么动作，该有什么表现。
You don't have to worry about your gestures or what you should say next.
因为你接纳他，他接纳你。
Because you guys have completely accepted each other already.
你愿意听他讲他生命当中、生活当中的事，你也知道，当你讲到你生命当中、生活当中的事的时候，他非常的愿意听。
You're very willing to hear his stories of his life, and you know that he's also very interested in you telling your stories.
弟兄姐妹，这个叫做在一起有契合的一顿饭。
So brothers and sisters, that's what we call having communion with each other.
主耶稣基督他与门徒在一起的这个最后的一个晚餐，是主设立圣餐的一个模式。
So the Last Supper, when Jesus had his last meal with his disciples, it is through that meal is Jesus setting up this concept of communion.
你记得主耶稣基督在被钉十字架前的这个礼拜四的晚上，他与他的门徒一起享用了这个逾越节的晚餐。
So you know that, you know, the Thursday before the God'spersecution, Jesus' persecution, he had a pleasant dinner with his disciples for a Passover.
Yeah. 逾越节的晚餐是在他们犹太人的传统里面是一个一年一度最重要的一个晚餐。
And Passover to the Jews, it's once a year big event. It's a big deal.
不是一个人或者是两三个人自己小家庭在一起享用的，是要与整个家族甚至灵舍之间一起分享的一个晚餐。
It's never the Passover dinner is never to be had with just one or two individuals or small families. Always with the entire big family together.
主耶稣基督与他十二个门徒在一起。
So Jesus Christ was with his 12 disciples.
他们在耶路撒冷城里面一个二楼的楼房的宴客的地方， 他们坐下来，他们享用这个逾越节的晚餐。
So they're in Jerusalem. They're at this, you know, hall on the second floor of a building, and they're having this dinner together.
就当他们吃晚餐的时候，他们不是每一个人的桌前面摆了碗筷，然后把食物分到盘子里吃。
And when they're having dinner, they're not. It's not like each of them have individual plates where it's already part. It'sportion to them. No.
他们当时吃逾越节晚餐的时候，桌上就有一块面包。
When they have their Passover dinner, there's a big piece of bread on the table.
这个面包是够每一个人吃的。
And that bread is enough for everybody.
所以主耶稣他基督他吃的时候，他会说什么？
So when Jesus is eating the bread, what does he say?
他说这是我的身体。
He told them that that's my body.
然后他要把它拨开。
And he broke it.
然后他递给他的门徒，他说：“你要拨开，拨开。
”I'm not sharing，
拨开，对不对？这是我的身体，你们要如此行。
This is my body, and you guys should do so.
这是他们一般吃，这是他们在吃饭，
and、
你知道吗
？Remember, they're eating.
但是他说：“这是我的身体，你们要如此行，为的是要纪念我。
”And all of a sudden, he's like, "Guys, this is my body. You guys are gonna eat it and remember me."
啊，你要给旁边那个。
Oh, okay. Here you go.Is this your sourdough?
Okay, 好，今天下周我们大家传 ，OK 。今天我们就我跟 Frank 两个人就好了。
It's good bread.
那个面包很好吃。
Well, it's good bread.
可是很干
，kind of dry.
他们在吃逾越节晚餐的时候，当然除了他们宰的那只羊
，and also there's a lamb that they you know roasted or something.
他们有他们的面包
，and they have their bread.
他们有他们的酒
，and they have their wine.
事实上，他们犹太人的习俗当中，他们是有传统的，是有不止一次的要把这个酒递开，然后要传给一起吃逾越节晚餐的。
So in the most traditional Jewish way, the passing of the wine is not just one time; it's a continuous passing of the wine around the table.
吃饭之前有一道酒
There's spirit to be had before the meal.
吃饭当中有一道酒。
There's wine during the meal.
饭后有一道酒。
And there's also wine after the meal.
每一个动作都有它传统上面神拯救以色列人出埃及从做奴隶受这个逼迫的环境被神拯救出来的每一个步骤每一个细节的表现。
So each of these...wine stages, it really tells an old story of how when they were persecuted in Egypt and how God has saved them and that entire storyline with different important stages, it's all presented in this dinner table setting.
所以圣经告诉我们饭后他就拿起杯来。
So after the meal, the Bible says Jesus raised a cup.
不知道他杯有没有倒在自己的杯子里喝，还是就拿这一块，应该是就是一个杯。
We don't know if he poured or it was already in this cup.
他拿起来祝谢之后，他说：“这是我为你们而舍的。”
And after he picking up the cup, he gave thanks and he told the disciples,
这个当然是红酒啦，葡萄酒。
Yeah, this cup is what I give to you.
这红色的这个汁液，他就说：“这个就是我的血。”
And this red wine symbolizes my blood.
是用我的血与你们所立的一个新约
，and I make a new covenant with you with my blood。
你们喝了就是要纪念我
，and when you guys drink this, you guys are remember me。
可能耶稣没有自己喝，他就给他的门徒
，and
就喝，喝一口
，and I drank, and he gave to his disciple, and he drank。
Okay, 好
，and then it ends at Pagong, because he drank it all 。
十二个门徒每一个人都分饼十二个门徒每个人都分杯事实上可能耶稣是跟他们一起吃喝的
So yeah, so then each of the 12 disciples all had a cup and you know, Jesus had the meal with them
弟兄姐妹在他们当时犹太人的传统里面他们在吃饭的时候他们是坐在小矮桌的每个人都是这样子坐在地上靠着桌吃
So yeah, in the traditional Jewish ways when they eat they're all sitting like close to the floor and together around the table eating together.
不是一个大圆桌,
it's not a big round table.
可能是一个U字形的三方三面的桌子.
It might have been a table that's in the shape of a U.
所以他们可以彼此对谈，彼此看见，然后上菜的时候方便.
So then you not only get to see each other all the time, but when the dishes are being brought on, it's easier to be placed on the table.
主耶稣基督与他最亲近的门徒 在逾越节纪念神的拯救的那天晚上，他预表了他为人类所成就的拯救。So
on the Passover dinner, Jesus with his closest disciples, celebrating the endurance of his God's people, he had proclaimed that what he is going to go through and
Yeah, that what he himself will accomplish, right?
Accomplish, uh-huh.
For the redemption, the salvation of his people.
Thank you.
所以当主耶稣基督说你们每逢聚在一起如此行的时候要纪念我。
So when Jesus said, whenever you do this, and you do this in remembrance of me,
弟兄姐妹,他们回想到的,这个门徒们回想到的情景是我们与主一同坐席。
So whenever the disciples think about this, they in their mind, they relive that moment we were sitting together with Jesus.
但是不是只是我与主之间在一起,我们好像是一对一的在吃饭而已。But
then it's not like I'm just sitting with Jesus and it's a one-on-one relationship.
我想到的是我与主的门徒,我所爱的弟兄姐妹们,我们一起在主的 这个晚餐与主同享用的这个桌子一起的在享受神所赐的美好。But
what they will remember is that they were at a table with all of the disciples, one another, and with Jesus, and they were all at the Lord's table partaking the meal with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹,这个是圣餐。And
that is communion, holy meal.
Yeah, the Lord's table, right?
The Lord's table.
这个圣餐的意思，弟兄姐妹们，是我们想到主耶稣基督，他用他的身体，他用他的血，所为我们成就的救恩。So
when we think about the Lord's table, we think about Jesus using His body and His blood, what He has accomplished for us.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个纪念不是只是我们单独的与神之间的纪念，弟兄姐妹，这个纪念是我们与我们一同被主拯救的神的主的肢体，弟兄姐妹们的一起在神面前的联合。So
when we celebrate, it's not a celebration just with Jesus one-on-one, but what we celebrate, we want to remember and realize is we're celebrating with everyone that's also been saved by God, celebrating what He has accomplished for all of us.
你记得在《使徒行传》第二章第42节那边描述到教会起初建立的时候，他们聚会的内容是什么？So
if you guys want to remember, what's it like? The content of the first days of churches and when they gather together, what do they do? It's in Acts chapter 2.
这个是信徒在神面前领受神恩典的一个表现.
This, here it describes the act of believers, what they do when they
to receive the grace of God.
Receive the grace of God.
同样是神在教会当中设立，让信徒们能够领受到他恩典的形式。
It's also a form where it's established for the believers to receive His grace.
在使徒行传第二章42节，他说，信徒们就怎么样，谨守使徒的教导。 彼此交接，有团契生活，然后擘饼，然后祷告。So
Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to breaking the bread and the prayers.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道这一点。So
brothers and sisters, we have to realize this.
我们如果要 大大的领受到神的恩典。
If we are to greatly receive God's blessing,
一定需要有神的话语。
God's words, the presence of God's words is a must.
我们要听见从神口中所说出的话。
And we have to hear what is being spoken.
我们要借着祷告来到神的面前，让他听见，听见我们的心声。
And then we also want Him to hear our hearts through our prayers.
可是不但如此，弟兄姐妹，神的恩典是在信徒们彼此连结当中，弟兄姐妹，我们经历到神的恩典。
And not only that, but God's grace and God's mercy is experienced when we are together having communion as a whole group.
Having fellowship and being connected with one another, right?
Mm-hmm.
弟兄姐妹，圣餐是这三方面我们都能够领受到的。
So, brothers and sisters, during a communion, we can receive all of the three that we mentioned.
这是乘以三倍的神的恩典的领受。
So it's like a power of three type of magnifying.
因为我们在圣餐当中，弟兄姐妹，我们再次的看见了主耶稣基督所为我们成就的救恩。
Because through communion, we once again see what Jesus Christ has established for us.
不但是神话语对我们的应许
，not only His promises of His words.
也是这位神的话语成为肉身的这位主耶稣基督，他在对我们说话。
And we also see that it is the flesh, that the words that become the flesh, and is what the flesh had promised us, has told us.
在领圣餐的聚会当中，弟兄姐妹，我们不但在神的面前，我们自己与神对话。
And when partaking the communion, we talk to God privately.
我们不但是为着我们自己的罪在神的面前，我们反思，我们忏悔，我们求饶恕。
We not only repent for our sins and ask for His forgiveness.
同样的，我们想到弟兄姐妹，我们是一群在神面前都是需要蒙神的恩典、蒙神的这个饶恕的一群神的子民。
At the same time, however, we will remember that we areWithin and among a group that everyone, a member of this group needs repent, needs God's forgiveness.
这也就是为什么圣餐的聚会不是单独个人与神的聚会，弟兄姐妹，是弟兄姐妹们在一起，我们彼此从一样的饼，从一样的杯当中来领受神的恩典。
And that is why communion is not a personal thing. It's through a group, and we as a whole together receive the same bread, the same cup, and the same forgiveness that Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？在哥林多前书十一章这一段讲到圣餐的经文里面。
So brothers, do you know that in 1 Corinthians when they talk about communion,
保罗并没有说哥林多的信徒啊，你们没有。你们这个圣餐的杯子用的不对，圣餐的饼用的不对，领圣餐的时间不对。
Paul is not talking to these believers that, the cup that you guys are using are wrong, or you guys are not eating the right bread, or you're not having communion at the correct time.
你知道他指责他们的是什么吗？
So do you guys know that what is Paul...angry about them and correcting them.
他说你们忘记了圣餐的设立是为了信徒们要有彼此的相爱，彼此的关心，合一的在神的面前领受神的恩典。
Paul's angry at them because they have forgotten that communion is an event where all the brothers as one together receiving together.
你称这一顿饭为圣餐，你教会的弟兄姐妹们聚集在一起，可是每个人只自顾自的需要。
So when they call this communion and they all come together, however, everybody's thinking about themselves in its individuality within a group setting.
所以他说饭你们是吃了，可是你们吃的不是主的晚餐。
So yeah, indeed, you guys have eaten, but you guys are not.Partaking God's meal.
你们来了，有些人就先吃，大吃大喝。
Some of you come early and then you start eating.
所以有些人撑的，有些人都醉了。
So some of those that came early, you guys are full, or you know, partake too much drinking, and you guys are drunk.
完全没有顾到教会其他的弟兄姐妹，有些晚来的或后来的没东西吃。
And not thinking about those that arrive a little later, which have no food to eat.
外表有一个教会群体的样子，可是实在的，你们人跟人之间彼此根本没有互动。
So from appearance, yes, and it may look like the church is having an event as a whole, but in core, there's no interactions, there's no such communion with one another.
弟兄姐妹，我们啊，回想我们自己对于领圣餐这件事情，啊，或这个或这样的一个聚会，我们回想一下我们自己的心态。
So brothers and sisters, let's reflect on our own hearts and when we partake in a communion.
我想我们常常我们知道圣餐是为了纪念到主耶稣基督为我们而死。
I'm pretty sure all of us know that we take communion is to remember to celebrate Jesus' death for us.
我们会在神的面前，我们甚至会反思我们的罪，求神的饶恕，这我相信我们都有。
We will indeed repent for our own sins before God.
可是我们多少时候，弟兄姐妹在领圣餐的时候，我们想到我们与教会的弟兄姐妹，我们与我们自己，特别是信主的家人们之间，我们的关系，我们的感情是融洽的，还是有芥蒂的？
However, I wonder how many of us do actually reflect on during when you are about to take the communion, are you in peace with another fellow brother or sisters?Do you have peace with another believer that's close to you?
为什么我们领圣餐的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们是一起的领圣餐
？So brothers, why do we have communion together?
甚至我们过去这一年多在网上聚会的时候，为什么我们在同一个时刻领圣餐
？Or since like in the past quarantine year, why do we all have communion, although separate, but at the same time?
为什么我们在领饼杯的时候，不是你拿到了你就先喝先吃掉了，而是等到所有的人都有了，我们才一起用
？And why do we wait when we already when the bread and the cup is passed to us? Why do we wait until everybody's had one, then we partake together?
因为弟兄姐妹，当我们在领圣餐的时候，不但是我与神之间
，Because brothers and sisters, when we take communion, it's not only between myself and God.
我的罪需要神的赦免。
My sins needs to be forgiven by God.
同样的，我一定是想到我与我的弟兄姐妹们之间，我们有没有彼此得罪。
At the same time, we want to think about have I offended any of my brothers and sisters?
我们有没有彼此饶恕
？And have we forgiven each other?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？在二十四节，当保罗在说主耶稣基督在这个设立圣餐的时候，他说：“这是我的身体，是为你们舍的。”
Hold on a second.
11:24.
Yeah, First Corinthians. So, brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about what Paul says here? And when he had given thanks, he broke and said, "This is my body, which is for you."
但这里讲到的是主耶稣基督在十字架上面用他的生命为我们的罪付上代价。
Well, this is talking about when Jesus on the cross broken his body and for our sins.
可是到了第二十九节的时候
，But later on in verse 29,
他说如果人吃喝不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself.
这里讲到弟兄姐妹，主的身体更加是这个概括到在主里的肢体，弟兄姐妹。
So this verse further emphasizes on God's body is only for those that belong to Him.
弟兄姐妹。我们想想看，主耶稣基督在马太福音第五章，他给了我们一个很好很好的一个模式。
So, brothers and sisters, in Matthew chapter 5,
23, 24节,
God has given us a very good format in verse 23 and 24.
他说到, 你们如果要在祭坛上面献礼物, 可是你想到, 啊, 有个弟兄姐妹向你怀怨, 或者说是你得罪了他们, 那你要把礼物留在坛前, 我们先要去与这位弟兄或姐妹和好, 然后我们才来神的面前献礼物。
So in 23 and 24 says, So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come back and offer your gift.
弟兄姐妹, 当我们来到主餐, 主的这个桌子面前的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when we come before the communion table,
我们是在想念到, 纪念到主, 的赦罪和他的怜悯,
we are remembering God's forgiveness and his grace.
而且我们是实实在在的经历到他赦罪的释放,
and we indeed experienced that emancipation of his forgiveness. We,
但是你想想看, 对, 但你想想看, 如果我与我的弟兄, 或者我与我的姐妹之间有隔阂, 有嫌隙, 有冲突, 甚至彼此在伤害或得罪彼此的时候, 弟兄姐妹, 我们怎么可以来到主耶稣基督的面前, 求他的赦罪和他的怜悯?
But at the same time, brothers and sisters, if you at that same time, if you remember that with another brother or sister in church, there's gap, there's dispute, there is unpleasantry, or to even to the severe extent that you guys are trying to harm itself, then how dare us to come before God's communion table and partake this?
所以弟兄姐妹, 圣餐是一个神为我们设立一个很美好的一个聚会。
So brothers and sisters, it is wonderful, it's a wonderful thing that God has set us this communion.
因为你有没有看见借着圣餐,
Do you not see through communion?
神的话语, 就是好像活生生的, 好像这幅图画, 这, 让我们去经历它。
God's words is almost in a pictorial form. It's in a visual form for us to experience and live it through.
主耶稣基督赦罪的爱,
the sin forgiving love that Jesus Christ have.
主耶稣基督那仁恩典的饶恕,
and that great mercy and forgiveness of Jesus Christ.
不但是被我们去回想,
not only that we're remembering it,
更是让他渗再次的借着神的话渗透到我们的心灵,
but at the same time is to bleed through us, to penetrate us once again through his words.
同时当我迫不及待地来到主的这个桌子面前的时候,
so when I come to the communion table anxiously,
我想到的就是我与我的弟兄姐妹之间, 神啊, 你有没有给我和平, 你有没有给我契合, 你有没有给我彼此的饶恕?
I come to the table thinking that, Lord, have I had peace? Have I forgiven my brothers and sisters?
在我的生命的深处, 我是不是在主的面前与我的弟兄姐妹们, 我们是,
and in the true state, the deepest state of my life, do I truly have peace with my brothers and sisters?
若是没有,
if I do not have that,
哦, 我最好赶快的在神面前求饶恕,
I better ask for repent and ask for forgiveness.
我赶快的去跟我的弟兄跟我的姐妹我求饶恕,
and I better go and make peace and seek repentance.
然后用一个正确的心态, 完完全全坦然的心态在神的面前一起的来庆祝主的晚餐。
Yes, and then I better go make peace with our brothers and sisters so that I could come to the communion table.
我想这个层面, 弟兄姐妹, 就是彼此, 这个神的儿女, 彼此之间的联合, 这个层面, 今天我们, 想他, 经历他,
so this level of communion, this idea of communion, we as Christians do not think of it enough.
保罗事实上很严厉地指责哥林多的信徒们,
and it is something that Paul is heavily criticizing the Church of Corinth.
我讲我们今天领圣餐的形式, 不会有醉酒或者是饥饿或饱肚子的问题。
Well, I'm pretty sure that today, when we take communion, we will not have, you know, drunkenness or some eats more than the others and some remain hungry type of problem.
但是我们非常的非常的有可能一不小心就忘记了主餐的重要性和它的意义。
But, you know, very, very likely that we may forget the importance of the communion, the meaning of it.
那主耶稣基督在约翰福音第六章五十三、五十四节里面讲到他是生命的粮。
So in John chapter 6, verse 53, 54, he says that he is the food to the soul.
他说我是从天上来的，有生命的粮。
I am the food to the soul that comes from above.
然后他说我实实在在的告诉你们，你们如果不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
So, and he says, just a moment. So he said, truly, truly, I say you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
这里当然不是讲去啃主耶稣基督的肉和喝他的血。
Now, we're not talking about cannibalism and eating the actual flesh of Jesus.
这里是讲到我们如果没有跟主耶稣基督他因爱我们牺牲他生命然后使我们赦罪如果我们没有跟他的身体和他的血连上的话弟兄姐妹你我就没有永生的盼望你我就没有生命
So right here is talking about if we do not have that connection with the body of Christ that died for us because of love and forgiveness then we have
the living hope, right?
We do not have the living hope.
所以然后他接着说吃我的肉喝我的血的人就有永生然后在末日我要叫他复活。
So those who eat and drink my blood will have life in them, and then, and he will raise him up on the last day.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
当我们在领圣餐的时候
when we partake communion,
弟兄姐妹，我们想到的就是主耶稣基督，他因为爱我，他的肉体破碎。
What we think about is the broken body of Christ because the body was broken because his love us.
因为我们人都有罪。
Because we human, we all have sin.
因为我们人都与神隔离，我们不了解神的爱。
And we are all separated from God, and we do not understand his love.
我们被自己的罪我们被这世上的罪捆绑
We are so tied down and blinded by our own sins and the sins of this world
但是主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死
But Jesus Christ died for our sins
他头上荆棘所刺入而流出的血
That blood that comes from his head that's from the crown, thorn crown
他因为钉子钉入他的双手，钉到他的脚里、双脚里面而流出的鲜血。
Oh, those blood that bled through the nails in his hands and his feet onto the cross.
他被枪刺到他的腹部而流出的鲜血。
The blood that he shed from the spear piercing his limbs.
他的破碎的身体，他所流出的血，如今就在圣餐的饼和杯当中，弟兄姐妹，成为一个我们永远不忘记的一个象征。
So that blood, that broken body, that blood that he had shed and he had endured, had become the communion table that we can remember.
And it's the symbol, right?
It's the symbol.
可是这个不是只是一个表面的一个象征。
But this is not just a pure superficial symbolism.
它是一个有属灵意义，并且是在你我属神的儿女的生命当中，弟兄姐妹是有实质属灵的意义的。
And the communion, it's so rich in spiritual meaning. It's to us as believers, it's real. It's meaningful. It's impactful to us.
对一个还不认识主耶稣基督的人来说
For those that haven't known Jesus Christ
弟兄姐妹在他们看见信徒领主餐的时候
When they see us believers partaking communion
同样让他们有一个机会想到我与神的生命是分隔的但是我要有神的生命
We want them to see that through this, they see that they are actually separated from God. And from that realization drives your desire that I also want to have relationship with God.
这世上除了基督徒以外, 我看不见人与神之间和人与人之间有如此契合, 如此美好, 如此亲密的关系了。
Because I could not see from anywhere else other than Christians that this wonderfulness between amongst themselves, the love and the peace that they have with themselves and with God. I do not see it anywhere else but on Christians.
我听说昨天晚上青少年聚会的时候, 有一个新来的朋友, 17岁的男孩。
So I've heard that we have a newcomer in the youth gathering is a 17-year-old boy.
第一次来到我们教会,
first time setting foot in our church.
听说他举手说我要到前面我要发言。
And he raised his hand. He said, I want to come up and I want to say something.
他说,
and he said,
我从来没有在别的地方看过一群像你们的基督徒。
I've never seen a group of Christian anywhere else like you guys.
他说你们在一起的这个信徒的
The fellowship, the Christ-like life that you guys have among each other is real.
但是他们,据我了解,他们昨天不是在一起跪着祷告,然后啃圣经啊。
But to my understanding, you know, our youth wasn't all on their knees and praying yesterday when they were gathering.
他们玩游戏。
They were playing.
他们吃蛋糕。
They were eating cake.
但是他们欢迎那些毕业加入他们这个青少年团契的年轻人，然后他们欢送那些已经要毕业进入大学的这群年轻人。
So they're celebrating or it's almost a farewell to those that graduated from high school and now going to go away for college.
刘长老有没有给几句？我相信刘长老一定给了很多。
And I'm pretty sure, you know, Pastor Liu gave abundance of encouragement to them.
可是这个年轻的朋友他所看见的，不是因为大家在摸圣经，不是因为大家在背什么祷告的经文。So
what's seen through the eyes of the 17-year-old boy? It's definitely not, oh, everybody's having this religious, memorizing Bible verses and praying abundantly.
据我了解，他不是基督徒。
To my understanding, this boy is not a Christian.
甚至在他的生活当中有许许多多的艰难困苦。
And in his life, he has endured many hardships.
心灵上面受到许许多多的打击和创伤。
And he's got a wounded soul.
但是当我们看见一群有主耶稣基督的救恩的人聚集在一起的时候，这个生命的呈现和感情的呈现是让这世上没有神的人一定是羡慕的。But
for one that comes from the outside who does not have the Lord, seeing that what the people here has, they will for sure be envious.
所以我们讲到了。
So we talked about, we discussed what is communion.
我们也讲到了为什么我们要领圣餐。
And we also talked about why do we have communion.
那我们看到圣餐是神所赐给我们的弟兄姐妹，是一个恩典的呈现。
We see that communion is God-given and it's a representation of grace.
是主耶稣基督重视的。
It's something that Jesus Christ himself deemed important.
你知道在所有主耶稣基督给我们的这个命令或者是指示当中,
as you know that out of all the commands and instructions that Jesus Christ has left for us,
他要信徒们,他要他的教会不断的做的就是圣餐。
The one thing that he asks his church and his believers to do repeatedly is communion.
而他更重视的是领圣餐的这个心态。
And more importantly, what he really cares about is how the communion is being had.
所以你看在这个哥林多前书十一章二十九节往下他说，你如果吃喝不分辨主的身体，就吃喝自己的罪。然后他就说，因此啊，在你们中间有好些软弱的，或者是患病的，甚至死的也不少。
So that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29, here he says, for anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some of you have died.
他说我们如果先分辨自己我们不会受审判那我们受审判但是就算我们受审判是被主审判所以我们不会像世人一样被定罪
But if we judged ourselves truly, we will not be judged. And when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined, so that we may not be condemned along with the world.
所以我们看见圣餐在主耶稣基督的这个角度看上来是很重要的。
So communion through Jesus Christ's point of view is very important.
对主餐的认识要正确。
So a correct understanding of communion is absolutely needed.
对主餐的参与我们要期待。
And we are to anticipate the participation of communion.
然后我们在主餐的参与当中我们要有正确的心态。
And while we're having communion, we need to have a correct mindset and heart.
弟兄姐妹,这是教会的一个见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of church.
这不是一个可有可无的一个聚会。
This is the communion. It's not something that you may or may not have.
这是我们领受神恩典的神所设立的管道。
This is a method that we can properly receive God's grace.
在我们
set by God.
对，在我们一起领受圣餐的这个聚会当中，弟兄姐妹，我们是要在心灵上面，我们学习彼此。
So when we are in this communion ceremony, we are to be one at peace and meshed with one another. So as a conclusion, we can say,
弟兄姐妹,我们在领圣餐的时候,我们要往后看。
So brothers and sisters, when we take communion, we ought to look back.
或说往回看,
or look backwards, look peek into the past.
我们往回看什么呢? 就是看主耶稣基督在十字架上面所为我们成就的。
So what are we looking at? We're looking at the past as what Jesus Christ has accomplished on the cross.
同样呢, 我们要往内看。
At the same time, it's important to look inward.
我们要往内看, 弟兄姐妹, 因为我们要在神的面前, 我们要自我的省察。
We ought to look inward because, brothers and sisters, we ought to dissect ourselves and examine ourselves.
我在我的生活上面, 我在我对神的信心上面, 我在哪方面我得罪了神?
Is there any aspect in my life, either on faith or on my conduct, that I
offended God.
So we need to look backwards, we look inward, also we need to look around us.
我在教会当中我是不是与弟兄姐妹们的生命联合?
So ask yourselves that am I truly connected through with my brothers and sisters in Christ?
我顾及到弟兄姐妹们的需要吗?
Am I looking after my brothers and sisters?
我没有看见他们的需要，我就顾念他们，帮助他们。
And when I identify a need, do I go and do something?
还是我只顾自己的肚腹的需要，我只顾自己的利益？
Or am I only looking out for myself?
我与弟兄姐妹们之间，我有嫌隙吗？
Do I have discomfort? Do I have gaps with my brothers and sisters?
我有纷争吗？
Do I have dispute with anyone?
因为如果他们这些纷争嫌隙还存在，我没有办法来到主的面前。
And if any of these gaps, any of this discomfort or dispute exists, I simply cannot come before the Lord.
所以我们不但往回看，我们往内看，我们往周遭看，弟兄姐妹，我们要往上看。
So now that we've looked backwards, we looked inward, we looked around, but now we got to look upwards.
弟兄姐妹。 我们在主餐当中，我们所恳求的是神你的恩典流入到我的生命当中。Brothers
and sisters, what we ask when we come to communion is to ask for God's grace.
你的爱充满遮盖我。
your grace and your love flowing down and filling me up.
你的生命激励我。
And your life, Lord, encourages my life.
使我能够撇弃老我和世俗的影响，而能够走上一个公义的、讨神心意的。
So that I may be rid of my old self and the burdens and troubles of this world, that I might walk on this righteous path towards you.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不但往回看。
We look backwards, guys.
我们往内看,
we looked inwards.
我们往周遭看,
we looked around.
我们向上看,
and we looked up.
弟兄姐妹, 我们在领圣餐的时候, 事实上也要让我们向外看,
and guys, also, when we take communion, we look outwards.
弟兄姐妹, 当我们得到神的好处的时候,
so, when we get all those goodies from God,
当你我的生命因为神的爱，他牺牲的爱，他的恩典的爱，使我的罪得了赦免，使我的生命丰富充满，被神得到了。
So this goodie bag of God, which is His sacrificial love, what did we get out of this bag? We got fulfillment, we got forgiveness, we got abundance of peace and joy.
Yeah.
Our life is complete.
神祝福是满满的.
This is just blessing and abundance that we
我有了喜乐,
receive.
我有了平安, 我有了永生的盼望.
I have peace, I have hope, and I have internal hope.
可是这难道只是给我的吗? 不是.
But is this merely just for me only?
这是神借着主耶稣基督要给所有在这世上在最终失丧的人的。No,
it's not just for me. This goodie bag is Jesus given to everyone that is lost in this world. It's for everyone.
弟兄姐妹，这个圣餐，主的晚餐，不是只是给你我，好像教会里面的这小群基督徒而已。So
communion. God's Lord's Last Supper is not just for us, this little group of Christians here.
主的晚餐是要让世上所有的人能够认识耶稣的人都能够领受的。Lord's
Supper is for all of those that are willing and are able to come and know God to be had by all of these people.
当我们在神的面前，我们流泪，我们伤心，因为我们再次刺痛他的心。可是我们却在喜乐当中流泪，领受到他的恩典的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要想到那些没有主耶稣基督的人。So
either when we partake communion and through tears of either joy of abundance or tears of sorrow that we offended Him, but all of this joy, all of this sorrow, we also need to think about all of those that are out there that doesn't have God's mercy and grace yet.
当我们想到主的身体，主的宝血，这无价之宝。
When we talk about this precious body, priceless, the body of Christ and the blood of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们要把它传递，照着神的心意传递到地极。
We are to spread this to the ends of the world, just like as we are commended.
弟兄姐妹，我们往回看。
Brothers and sisters, so we need to look backward.
我们往内看。
We look inwards.
我们往周遭看。
We want to look around us.
我们往上看。
And we look upwards.
我们往外看。
We look outward.
最后，弟兄姐妹，我们要往前看。
And lastly, guys, we have to look forward.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督当他在分饼分杯之后。
So brothers and sisters, after Jesus has break the bread and passed the cup,
你记得他跟门徒说什么吗?
Do you guys recall what he said to the disciples?
他说我从此不会再喝这个从葡萄树上面压榨出来的这个酒了。So
he said to them that I will never drink the wine that's out of grape ever again.
因为弟兄姐妹, 我们再次与主耶稣基督坐席的时候，就是天国降临的时候。Because
brothers and sisters, when next time when we have a meal with the Lord, it's when His kingdom comes onto this world.
更多前书第十一章二十六节，主耶稣说：“你们每逢吃这个饼、喝这个杯的时候，表明的是主的死。但是是什么？只等到他再来。”
Yeah, so in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26, it says, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, You proclaim the Lord's death until what? Until he comes.
弟兄姐妹，当主耶稣基督再来的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when he comes.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在天上，在神的国里面，与我们的主再次的一同坐席的时候。
When the next time, when we are with Lord, sitting down together in heaven.
就是在启示录里面描写到的羔羊的宴席是一个喜宴。
So, as mentioned in Revelations, is the feast of the Lamb?
Yeah.
And it is a feast of joy.
Yeah, it's like a wedding feast. It's a feast of celebration.
It's a party.
是一个欢庆的一个宴会。
It's good times.
我们不会因为神，因为到了那个时候，神的救恩就完完全全的得到彰显了。
Because at that time, that is when God's salvation in its full result, full glory.
我们的肉体会转变成为一个属灵的新的肉体。
Our body gets transformed to the spiritual new form.
罪不在我们的生命当中产生任何的影响。
We are no longer affected by sin at all.
病痛死亡与我们完完全全的分隔。
There is no sickness nor death.
弟兄姐妹，我们是向往主耶稣基督的再来。
Guys, we long for Jesus Christ.
当我们每次聚集在主的餐桌前面的时候，弟兄姐妹。
And every time we gather before the Lord's Supper,
我们感谢神的恩典和他的赦罪。
We thank him for his grace, mercy, and we get.Thank you for his forgiveness.
但是我们是往前看，我们是期待的，我们是充满着期盼的，等候他的再来，迎接他的再来。
At the same time, we just have that abundance of gladness and hope that when we want him to come back again.
这是圣餐，主所设立的圣餐全备的意义。
So this is the full stack.Definition of communion.
是基督徒和神的教会所有一切生命的一个浓缩的展现，是不是？
So it's a super condensed form of God's relationship and His church presented in this form.
它不只是一个仪式。
It's not merely a ceremony.
它不是只是一个象征。
And it's not merely a symbolism.
它是让我们参与，使我们能够纪念到主耶稣基督在我们生命当中的一切美好。
It's something that we participate at the same time we celebrate everything that Jesus Christ has done in our lives.
让我们下周在领圣餐的时候。
So that next week when we take the actual communion,
让我们带着对主餐更深的认识。
May we come with a deeper understanding of what communion is.
能够让我们看见神借着圣餐如何实际的祝福我们的生命。
And how God actually blesses our lives through the form of communion.
使我们的生命成长。
Not only let our lives grow,
使教会的见证能够茁壮
and strengthen the testimony of the church.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
我们对圣餐，我们相信是熟悉的。
Lord, we know that we believe that we are familiar with communion.
可能从形式上面我们熟悉，但是在含义上面，神啊，我们真的是有许许多多更多的认识的必要。
Maybe we understand it through a ceremonial aspect, but in its deepest meanings, Lord, we are lacking and we need more.
主，我们求主你的灵，你亲自对我们每一个人说话。
So Lord, we pray, we ask that your spirit talks to each and every one of us.
主，今天你借着你的话语，借着你圣灵的引领，你让我们开启了我们好像另外一扇门，好像让我们看到更广阔的一个视野。
So Lord, like your words today, it opened up a door that allowed us to see broader and farther.
你让我们看见主餐对我们在你面前所领受到的恩典是如这么的息息相关。
you have allowed us to see that taking communion and has such a deep meaning when it comes to have a relationship with you, Jesus.
主，你让我们切慕与你的生命连接。
Lord, you let us know that we long, we crave for a connecting with you.
你让我们切慕与信徒们生命的连接。
And you also let us see that we crave for the connection with our brothers and sisters and believers.
主，当我们的生命，当教会的生命合你心意的时候，主，我相信你必大大的使用我们。
And Lord, we believe that when the church it really meets with your heart, you will greatly use this church.
我们就能够在这末世当中为你做美好的见证。
And Lord, we may be that good testimony in this end of time.
对，真的能够在这在罪恶当中的这个世人当中，主，我们可以为你做一盏明灯。
So that we may be that light.In this dark times,
让人能够同样的像我们一样经历主耶稣基督的拯救。
And then so that we may others can experience the saving power of Jesus Christ just like we have experienced.
我们感谢你的救恩。
We thank you for your forgiveness and grace.
感谢主耶稣的十字架。
And we're thankful for God's the cross that Christ went on.
我们感谢你为我们设立的主餐。
And then we thank you for setting up communion.
一切荣耀归于你。
All glory goes to you.
Amen.
We pray this in your holy name. Amen.